Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Today is the 3rd of August 2016. It marks the 20th anniversary of Nigeria's greatest football achievement. 20 years ago, on this day, at the Stamford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, the Olympic football team of Nigeria defeated Argentina 3-2 to win Nigeria's second Olympic gold medal. Many remember that day with nostalgia and pride as Nigerian football was firmly placed on the global sporting map. Sadly, ever since that glorious day, Nigerian football and sports by extension has failed to achieve anything of note. Successive appearances at the Olympic Games and other global tournaments have been nothing but shambolic. And with the 2016 Olympic Games officially beginning on Friday, Team Nigeria's poor preparations have dampened expectations. While the likes of Team Great Britain have spent £350 million on their sports programs over the past 4 years and have a target of at least 76 medals, if Team Nigeria wins a single bronze medal, it will be nothing short of a miracle. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be bringing you the concluding part of our interview with Joseph Dosu, former Nigerian national team goalkeeper and a key member of the Dream Team, the Nigerian team responsible for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics gold medal in the football event 20 years ago. My name is Tunde Koike. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the historic win by the Nigeria Under-23 national team, known as the Dream Team, in the final of the Olympic football men's event with a stunning 3-2 win over Argentina. Today we bring you the concluding part of our interview with Dosu Joseph, goalkeeper of the Atlanta 96 Dream Team.
This is Sports Planet.
Cast your mind back to 20 years ago in Atlanta. What was going through your mind when you were climbing the podium to receive your gold medal?
What can you remember what was going through your mind?
Some people say that their mind was completely blank, they were numb. But you, what were you thinking?
I'll tell you, few of us, like even me and Sunday, we were just joking on it. Yeah, we didn't think anything. We didn't take anything that serious. That okay, we've won a gold medal.
When you say Sunday, you mean
Holy Sir? You know, we didn't take it. We just went up there, collect our gold medal and left. That is us. Where we knew we had done something for Africa was when we got to Guinea, where we made our first stopover. The Guineans were out in mass to support us, you know. And when you're in a foreign land with that crowd, how will your own country be? I think that is where we realized that, no, I think we have done something great for Nigeria. And we were looking forward to get to Nigeria immediately when we saw what happened in Guinea. And I tell you, we were not disappointed. We were not disappointed. When we got to Abuja, when you look at the crowd that came to come and receive us, I think, I'll tell you, maybe for the first time I'm saying it, I shed tears, said, wow, unbelievable, you know? But then, it's something we'll remember for life, I won't lie to you.
What was your most abiding memory of that Olympic Games? The one that you still remember? Maybe it was something off the pitch, maybe it was something small, but what is the memory that you never forget 20 years on that still resides within you?
See, what we see from our side of the Super Eagles is not what you see from inside. But when you're in the camp with those guys, not easy. You know, I was in the midst of them as a young player. But once you enter the bus and say, good morning, sirs, you know, the next thing is, we see your papa. You know, and even the following day when you kept quiet, you decided not to greet them. I said, good morning, no, we'll be your mate. You know? And you just now look, how do I greet them? But then, I think it was fun all the way. Even in training, crises and so on. Because when you go through all those things, I think it gives you thick skin to say, yes, we want to perform. We had quarrels in camp. We are quarreling in camp. Even the bonuses issue and so on. But then we were not looking at the bonus at that time. And some of our players going and coming like Kanu, trying to get his contracts sort out with the Inter. You have Babangida flying to Holland to make sure he gets his contract with Ajax. You know, everything was just in and out, in and out. But I also picked the first game against Hungary. Even before the first game, sir, we molest them in the hotel, you know. If they are eating by one, we also go there by one. And we divide ourselves. If two of them are sitting in one place, make one join them, you know. And once we kept doing that, all the time they will just carry their food and leave. So, you know, through there we try to intimidate them too. And we got it because we needed the first game. And I know we struggled before we scored those goals. I think we won 2-0, 1-0. We struggled to score that goal.
What do you think has been the problem, why we've not been able to replicate the success of Atlanta 96?
I would have been the happiest man if the 2008 Beijing team has won that Olympic. Because then I'll be proud and say, yes, I have three, four players in that team that won the gold medal.
You say three, four players, yeah. Players from your
team? We have Dele Adeleye, we have Olufemi Oladapo, we have Ambrose Van Zekin, and you have Yinka Dedej.
That means you would have contributed. You
know? Yeah, that's why what I meant by I would have been the happiest man, you know, that said, okay, I have an Olympic gold medal, and I've also produced players that won the Olympic gold medal too. But then, that's God's wish. We all pray to be successful, but if God says it's not yet your time, it's not yet your time. I think we have the players that can win Olympic gold medal. We've got them abundant, but then how do you bring them together? That's just the problem. But when you're talking of coaches, I believe we have coaches who can do that too. Sammy has been in the picture for ages. He has won the U20 silver in Holland. He's been with the Super Eagles for some times, and he has been drafted again to the U23 team. He has qualified the team for the next Under-23 championship in Brazil. So all he needs is just that self-belief and determination, which will surely give you what you want in life. This present U23, they have the boys, they have the players. If the campaign is right, the time is right, the present U23 can do something.
That was Dosu Joseph, goalkeeper of the Dream Team, Nigeria's gold medal winning team of the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And you can also access the latest sports news on www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button to listen to this episode and previous episodes of the show from our archives.
Girl, I made a promise to you, and you know I will be true. Not only you, I don't wanna feel this way about any other. You be my fire, you be my ginger. Every day I decrease on top your mantle. Girl, I've been around and now I found a girl in my